Now you see a palace.
And it's taking in perfect truth. Just seldom met with, even in 100,000 buried palaces. Now we can see and hear it. We can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself.
This is the Buddha. This is the Dharma. This is the Sangha. I want to say just a few words about the offering of merit on Memorial Day, which is, we're celebrating the Memorial Day ceremony today, where we offer merit for all those who have died in time of war. And of course, we're thinking of the military people, also the civilians, all the people who just get caught in the middle, which is where the numerically most of the victims of war lie. In that category of caught in the middle, non-combatants. I want to describe my own rather naive and, you know, not very intelligent, but rather karmically rooted attitudes towards memorial, the offering of merit to those who die in war. And then just say a few words about how this attitude is, this more kind of karmically oriented attitude is corrected through both teaching and training. Many of us have karma from this lifetime or from past lives of that involve warfare in one way or another. Just in my own lifetime, you know, a large percentage of the time I've been alive, my own country, the United States, has been involved in war. Many, some of these wars are not acknowledged as war, but they're war nonetheless. So-called peacekeeping missions and the like, which really are trying to keep the peace. I'm not denying their value, but at that time we have soldiers involved. So on and so forth. I never went to war in this lifetime myself. I've inherited karma of people who were in war, involved in war actively. So my rather naive and not very intelligent, karmically driven point of view on the offering of merit for people in time of war was, well, I'd like to offer merit for the innocent people who get caught in the middle, and I can understand the people who get drafted into something that they don't fully understand or volunteer for something they don't fully understand and then find themselves in horrific circumstances doing things that they never imagined they would do. I can understand that. But then there are some people, the real bad guys of war, that, you know, why would you offer merit for these people? Well, the problem is, I got the karma of one of these real bad guys. I've talked about that at times. I won't go into any details at all here, but, you know, someone who killed non-combatants, and, you know, helpless non-combatants at that, very deliberately and methodically, under a mistaken idea, acting under a delusion that this was going to help. And I know that when that particular memory of the past life came up was, what dominated was not the grief and horror of what he had done, though I've had plenty of time since that memory first arose, and I think probably before it as well, to appreciate that. But what came up was the fundamental honorableness and goodness of the intention, even though it got so warped by the delusion and took such anguished and awful effect in activity. So here's the thing, the bad guys have the Buddha nature too, and in the long run, who's going to need the help most? Help in the sense of the compassion and understanding of both the eternal and of man, is precisely those who have done things for which they are going to inevitably judge themselves very severely when they realize the real meaning of what they have done. And it is those who have inherited the karma of such people and who have to live with the spiritual anguish and sometimes the severe physical effects in a body that was not actually the body that did the act, but that inherited the karmic consequence of those acts. So, you might say that in wartime, everyone who's involved in any way whatsoever, and one might as well throw in all the animal life, think of all the animals that are killed and suffer in wartime, all the people, all the beings, let's just say all the beings, they're all the victims of war. And while we so often think in terms of perpetrators and victims, no one is more the victim of runaway greed, hate, and delusion, runaway ignorance, than the perpetrator of evil. So this latter view is what I regard as the corrected view. My distorted vision, karmically distorted vision, being corrected when I put on the corrective lenses, prescription lenses of the Dharma, then I see everyone doing the best they can, the best they know how to do. And hopefully, and in the long run, I believe this is always the case, long running meaning in the course of the lifetime of a whole stream of karma, in the long run, learning how to do better, how to live more in accordance with the true meaning of the precepts, and more in harmony with the Buddha nature.
Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds.